Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And we got a couple of things going on before I bring on Scarlett. We got a couple of things that were breaking. I was going to do a couple of PSAs. Today, one on what happens with an environment that's not conducive for people to live in. That was going to deal with that in a little bit. Right now, as you know, there's a debt ceiling crisis in this country, and the Democrats want to spend like an arm and leg and everything else, and the Republicans want to cut that spending down because we can't keep spending. That's what drives inflation, is the spending, not only spending but the printing of money, and those two factors. Increases inflation left and right, and which results in the interest rates going up and taxes going up and stuff like that, to try and slow down the economy. It's a debt note and everything. So instead of the $10 trillion that the Democrats want to increase the debt ceiling to more, so they can put unlimited spending, there was agreement overnight this morning to raise the debt ceiling is by $1.5 trillion, which is actually a big spending cut if you look at how government runs, and that's actually a good thing. People, everybody should get a little bit of something, but people down the far left side, that Social Security and Medicaid and stuff like that, they can know they wasn't cut. That's a bold-faced lie. And people that are getting food stamps, they're not getting cut as what they say they are. That also is a lie. Start reading the bill that passed the House. You'll understand that. But what he did do what the Republicans kind of got into a little bit of the Democrats' head, something that a Democrat passed. and got into law back in the day with when you had Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich work together. And it's called a workfare program. If you have two arms and two legs, you got to go to work. There's no excuse. Especially today's economy and the ways for, and the technology of today, you could actually sit home and go on the computer and go to work and get paid. You could make, well, who knows, several $100, maybe $500, maybe $1,000 just by doing that easily. You don't have to go and use your legs and to go running around everything. You could literally sit in a wheelchair and go to work for a few hours and make tons of money. There is no excuse. If you're able to sit in a chair for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours watching TV, you can sit in that same chair working on a computer and doing whatever job that's allocated for you at that time and do it. There is no problem at it. And if you have a big screen TV, you can attach your computer and use the big screen TV as a monitor, because most of them are smart TVs anyway, are monitors to begin with. All you have to do is plug in your computer and you can watch, and you can do work off of the, you can, and the keyboard, and you can watch the, do everything off of that monitor, which is the TV set. So if you have a 60-inch TV, you can have a 60-inch monitor off the computer. Real simple and takes technology. All you need is a wire. That's it. It's a good thing. So there is no excuse. And it's the same workfare program that Bill Clinton and the Democrats had back in the 90s. When there was no more, when he eliminated welfare to redo it. His words, not mine. So that's a good thing there. And there's some other stuff in there, but we got to stop the spending. If you want to cut the prices down, the wholesale price again increased tremendously. We're in not only inflation, we're in recession. And I don't care what the ideologues say. We, by definition, we are in a recession. We've been that way for a few months now. And that's how it's going to be. Now, that's important. The other big story this week is Biden actually came around and did a little over two-minute video to announce that he's running for re-election. I wonder how many takes did he take for that. And it's important there because he doesn't want to do a debate. He doesn't want to go to a press conference. He doesn't want to do anything because he can't, because he get caught. He's so incompetent. His mind makes Betterman look good. It's too bad. He doesn't know. He talks to people that are no longer there. He walks in the wrong direction. He has no idea of anything. If he gets into a situation where he has to answer questions, he's dumbfounded. He's done. And so that's the key there. And he, the Democrats, and this is why we support Robert Jr. And the Democrat side, because at least he's out there campaigning and out there doing the thing, reaching out to people and asking questions. If he's anything like the Kennedy clan, except for Ed, he's more of a conservative end of things, middle road Democrat. He's nowhere like the socialist communist that we have in the White House right now. And it'll be better for the Democrat side, it'll be better for him to be a candidate for president. But I hear that if he doesn't win on the Democrat side, he may join Trump as the VP candidate for him. A Trump candidate ticket will be great. So that's an interesting thing there. And we'll go from there. But the point is, in order to represent the people, you've got to go out and have conversations with the people, talk to the people, interact to the people, and be part of the people. You can hold rallies for 50,000 people like Trump was, or you can hold dinners where you can have maybe 1,000 people, maybe a couple hundred people, but you interact with them and have questions and answers and be part of it. All the Trump's rallies, they kind of interact with each other and they connect with each other, and you got people talking to each other, and he laughs at things that come at him, and he talks about it and he points them out, and things. That's how you interact with people, that's an interesting thing. Now, the other thing is, when you're growing up into a community and stuff, sometimes you run into situations like bullies in the schools and in the streets or stuff like that, and we go and something like that. You know what? And a lot of times, the parents, when they bring up a child, they don't want to be where a parent, where a person is bullying someone, so they get up and move. Bullies don't move. People are victims of bullies do move. They want to get far away from a bully because they feel their life is in danger and they don't want to be targeted by a bully, so they get up and move. It's not the other way around. The only one that thinks that is the bully itself. So the point is, bullies stay there and have a territory, and they control that territory. That's why, and they bully people into that territory. And the people don't want to, they can either stand up or fight and try and save the territory, or they get up and move. With one individual, they tend to get up and move, including his latest victim, that's now moved from Davie to up to the northern part of Florida because she had enough of his garbage, but she's still going through with the trial, and she'll do it through Zoom. But she had to get away from it, and so did all the neighbors around them had to get away from it. Same thing with Ruth, the young lady, the Holocaust survivor. It was sick and everything, went into a nursing home because she couldn't take care of herself anymore. He went to visit him, visit her a couple times until he bullied the nurses. And they kicked him out and told him never to come again. The next time he did, they would have called the cops on him because they felt that he's not only a bully, but he's violent. So he put the Ruth in danger. We see his violence a lot of places. Let's have the AA meeting in Sterling Room. He got kicked out of there too for the exact same reason, because he tried to control it. And when they and dictates what's going on over there, and he ended up getting kicked out of that one because they don't want him there. And because it's not about him, it's about helping others. And that AA room was not a good AA room. Not really. It was good up to a point, but there was a lot of shenanigans behind the scenes. But they also didn't do half of the things they supposed to do. They just followed certain guidelines of the book. But when it comes to helping somebody who's in trouble, they refuse to do a very normal thing. And that's it's called intervention, where you know somebody's really in trouble, And they call that person, and you go and do an intervention, and go in there and try and get talk to them, and make sure that person does leave until they get it. And sometimes they need to literally bicker at the person or get them into a hospital where they get healthy. Sometimes you have to do that, but you have to do an intervention. When a certain individual was in trouble, I tried to get them to do their job, but they refused. And they yelled at me because I asked them to do something they're supposed to be doing by the bylaws. I talked to the president of the AA group, which I actually ran into at Marlins Park, and they said that they don't recognize Sterling Room as an AA room. And that was right after that. That wasn't that long after that. So that's a problem in there because they don't follow through on it. And there's a lot of problems there. If you want to help people, you go all the way and help people. You don't attack people, and you don't bully them, and you don't do things. Bullies fight for territory. When you challenge the bully, they start attacking you. But if you're strong enough and you fight it, and you go all the way down, you'll be fine. Same thing with that's the exact same thing with the Democrats, the ALC, and people like the Squad. Maxine Waters and others, they go in and they go straight up. Ted Cruz stood up and did the job back in January 6th when the Republican congressman followed the rules. When is there anyone here that objects to the electoral college numbers, and if the Republican candidate, a Republican person from Congress did, and do you have a Senate that would support this objection? And Ted Cruz stood up and did that within the guidelines. Technically, at that time, the vice president who's in charge supposed to send it back, agreed that there's a challenge, and send it back to the states to figure out the challenge. And that's what the Constitution says. But that's when Nancy Pelosi and the riots started, because they knew that if it went that way, Biden would never be president, because they knew it was a stolen thing. That was the process. It was initiated by that because they knew they were in trouble. Now, 75% of the American people do not want Biden as VP, do not want Biden as president, go run for re-election. 60% turned around and said they want Trump as it, but there's still a 13% margin increase. But the point is, they want new blood. And that's an interesting thing, but there's nobody that's going to be Trump, not on the Republican side. And I don't think anybody's going to be the Democrat side, the Democrat side. But I think it's going to be interesting, because I don't think Biden is going to, in the end, is going to be the presidential nominee. I think it could be Kennedy or somebody out of the blue, because between now and then and all the criminal charges coming down the line and stuff, it's going to change. We'll see where that goes. Anyway, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing good. It was a busy day for me, but
I broke down the three headlines for you, and so you want to take them one at a time?
So I'm going to wait and see what Biden does on the bill for the budget, because who knows what he's going to do. You know, he's controlled by Obama. We'll sit and watch that. Don't know what's up with Tucker Carlson. I don't know if he's
Is he
in a contract? Have they totally shredded the contract?
They scuffed the contract. Tucker Carlson did an interview with Daily Caller, and he's happy. I think he's starting his own network. He's working as a contributor and a sponsor and supporter of various shows now that he is going to be part of. He might be on Newsmax, maybe on OAN. You might see him on RSPN. He is expected to call into this show every so often.
He's going to be a freelance roving reporter.
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty much it at the moment. He's going to do a big thing in the next few days or weeks, have to do with the J6 videos that he has. And also this stuff on the Murdoch family, who owns the Fox News. By the way, Fox is going to be split up into three different communities programs. Fox lost more than $1 billion, almost $1.5 billion since the firing. They lost also 2/3 of their sponsors, and they're going to be out of business pretty soon if they don't be careful.
Well, you know, the sons know what they're doing.
I heard Judge Jeanine is going, and I heard that Maria Bartiromo is going. Both of them are Fox News. Fox, both of them could go to Fox. Go
Jesse
from Fox
Waters
to Newsmax.
Jesse Waters will be the last man standing.
Jesse Waters is another one that will probably end up going. Nobody wants Sean Hannity anymore because he flipped with the he's like paid off in some way, so he's kind of lost a lot of his way. We already had a number of people that used to support Hannity come on to Newsmax, including the great
Ainsley,
one, Mark Levin.
Ainsley Earhart changed him.
Maybe. I don't know. But there's a lot of bad things. That network, we don't even watch it anymore. Not really. I get reports from them so often.
I was going to watch on Newsmax. I was going to watch Greg Kelly, and I was going to watch the Trump interview. But I don't know what happened with that.
They showed it at 8 o'clock, not 11. That's what happened there. You can see replay. They got replay over the weekend.
Plus,
he is speaking. I think tomorrow he's speaking in New Hampshire someplace.
Doesn't he have a rally?
Yeah, not a rally. Yeah. I don't know if it's a rally, but he said he's speaking with Yeah, I went checking.
On RSBN.
Yes. So, okay. But so we'll see.
Okay, let's see what else is going on in the world. They dropped the charges on Alec Baldwin because they didn't have enough evidence to take the case to trial.
Right.
So they didn't. It didn't go away. They just stepped back because they need to do other stuff. What do you think? Do you think he's guilty?
Yeah.
Do you think? So he's
Yeah, I think he's.
So when
I
he
think...
shot that manslaughter, should we help him manslaughter?
Right.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Not first degree. It's not like he did it on purpose. Maybe he did do it on purpose. Maybe he's just a big asshole. He's always ever been a big asshole. You know, he treats the press like shit. He treated his daughter like shit. He treats his ex-wife like shit, and his new wife just keeps pumping out babies. He's
here's the information for Trump, and I can get tickets. He goes into his website. He goes get tickets. 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will deliver remarks on making great America great again in New Hampshire. It's Thursday, April 27th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at the Armory at the DoubleTree Manchester downtown. You could go on his page, go to DonaldJTrump.com on the event.
That's a small, intimate setting. It's not
right.
Okay, he's not doing the giant fields.
Not right now, if you want tickets for tomorrow, you go to event.donaldjtrump.com and go in there and fill out the application so that you may register up to 2 tickets per mobile number per event. All tickets are subject to first come, first serve basis. You can still go. And you get up to two tickets, and you just fill out your name and address and everything else. You can do it that way. If it's down here, a little bit of a different story.
It's not here, and I'm not going in a hamster, so I do send him the best. I hope it goes very well, the rally. Okay? And what's our fearless governor up to?
He just got a big major deal for businesses to come in to the state of Florida to open up not only in Japan, but for South Korea. And he went into there, and he got some businesses to come into the great state of Florida to open up businesses. We have the largest businesses coming down here in any state in the
country.
What
they said, George, is because usually the Florida was a tourism state that everybody would come vacation here and do everything. It could be much more. Okay, we could be industry here and business, and I think that's exciting. You know what I mean?
A lot of people.
Disney is going to fall apart.
Yeah,
I don't know
a lot
what
of
they're
people,
doing.
A lot of people, he's
throw their bullshit off the bandwagon and return to Walt Disney principles.
Disney stuff in there, We wouldn't care so much what goes on in Disney until they start to try and indoctrinate and recruit our kids to be something they're not.
I mean, adults, yeah. We're all big kids as adults.
Right.
But Disney is for the kids, right?
And nobody wants to see transgender. Nobody wants to see two men kissing, two women kissing, or any of that stuff.
Because it's not, that's not for children. Children are there to go do a small world and do Mickey Town and see all the great stuff. And
and the rides and stuff and everything else, the different events and stuff. Nobody wants to be indoctrinated, recruited.
I personally think they ruined Cinderella's castle. Cinderella is not pink and blue. Okay? Pink is for girls. world. Okay, and all the merchandising was pink. Everything. And little girls love Cinderella. They do. You know, their magic prince comes riding on the horse. You know, it's all magical. And their fairy godmother. You know? I mean, why take that away from the little girls? The little boys are princes. You know, warriors. You know? I don't get it. Or G.I. Joes or magicians or Star Wars. I mean, rugged stuff, Titan, warrior, those are little boys. You don't want to make them into little pussy. You know, you
okay.
don't. You don't. So I'm my
okay,
point.
Okay, anyway.
Disney is doing an LGBTQ night thing, and that has nothing to do for children. It's about adults. What are you going to see, little rainbow kids? And look what they did to Mickey and Minnie and Pluto and Donald Duck. Stripped them of the greatness stuff. You know,
yeah.
And Goofy. You know, pretty soon we're going to see Snow White and the dwarfs in Rainbow. It's not the road to go. It's not going to achieve anything. It's going to come all caving down on their head. I remember back in the early 90s when their stock was a penny stock. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Under Eisen or Eisenberg, whatever his name was. I mean, you know, the left is still stupid then. And they just let children be children. Enjoy things. You see Universal Orlando going off the deep end and becoming woke? No. Or Legoland? No. Or Sea Aquarium? Or Parrot Jungle? Or the Lion Safari? No. I mean,
by the way, this is what it's okay. I want to take off the subject for a second. The bill is 340 pages long. It's $1.5 trillion, and it goes into 2024. What it does do, it will roll back overall federal spending and claw back unspent, take back all the COVID-19 funds that are still remaining. It will oppose. This is where the lazy SOBs around the area don't like it because they're going to have to work. Impose tougher work requirements for the recipients of food stamps and other government aid. In other words, you can't commit fraud anymore. You got to be able to prove that you cannot work, and it got to be several doctors to make sure of that. And if you have two arms and two legs, and you can sit in front of a TV set, you can certainly sit in front of a computer and work. So those days of just sitting home and doing nothing and getting fat and watching TV is gone. Hold Biden's plans to give up the $20,000 loans are gone. The student loan thing is gone. Yeah, that's gone.
The stuff is all shut down?
Yeah, the Biden's plan to give up to $20,000 in student loans, that's end. And many of the landmark renewable energy tax breaks, Brian's
bank. Reparations gone,
that's
too?
That's not going to happen ever. That's all the reparations are gone, too. And many of the landmark renewable energy tax breaks Biden signed into law last year, it would tack on the sweeping Republican bills that boost oil, gas, and coal production. In other words, lower your price, lower the price of food and the economy.
How about the gas stove bullshit?
And gas. And then we do drill, baby, drill. And this is just part one. It's going to go back and forth, and it'll force Biden to come to the negotiation
today
team.
About drilling, technology is so wonderful today. It's not like 30 years ago where they might hit a vein and it goes bad and there's oil everywhere. You know, today technology is awesome. The equipment and the machinery are top notch. There are no spills. And I'm going to say, going out in the ocean all the way out is not the way to go. You need to come in on land. Okay? Yeah. And it's not destroying the land, you know? And you can have certain areas to drill, you know? And make that happen. And it lowers the price. It creates jobs. It lowers the prices. It increases businesses opening. One thing I was saying about this whole Disney drama is the businesses that are around in Orlando that it grew and it became very, very full, they're going to go out of business. I do believe that Orlando will become a ghost town.
So, you know, that's true. And there's a lot, that's going to happen because go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But, you know, there's no saying about if you go woke, you go broke. Look.
No, I like woke, you choke, you go broke. That's it. Okay? You can't play cancel culture with people's lives. That is not for you to decide.
No,
it's tell you that being gay is not good. You want to be gay. You want to bend over. You want to be with whoever you be. But it doesn't have to be in everybody's
face. Don't stick it in people's faces.
You don't have to be forced to play follow the leader in it. Kill us.
You don't stick it in anyone's faces. You don't go and try and indoctrinate our children.
Right.
And any of that stuff.
Right.
That's not what we do. You know.
Right.
We have to protect our kids. You know what? Moralization of our children, people, these left-wing dingbats, these Democrats, they think by mutilating your child is a good thing. I think it's torture. It brings back memories of Nazi Germany.
Why have a child?
And the doctor.
Why have children? Why go through that whole effort to hurt them? Just don't have any.
I read somewhere, I think it was on Twitter somewhere or anything earlier, where a guy said, "What are you going to do if your son was from the time he was born to he's 30 years old, but he still feels like he should be in a girl's body?" I said, "Get him." I go, turn around. You know what? Bring him to a psychiatrist, a therapist. And if you're the one that's, and if you are the one that's egging him on, I think that child should be taken away from you because you're abusing it. You may not be physically abusing it yet, but you're definitely mentally abusing the kid. That's not what it is. The child. That's why when your parents, single parents too, when you bring up a child, you try to get that child, male or female, to be comfortable in their own skin, not what you want him or her to be. It's what he has to be comfortable in. And the best way to do that is to instill values and morals and respect and let him and get him interested. If it's a boy, get him interested in boy stuff, girl stuff. We used to have pink for girl, blue for boy, the kitchen stuff for girls and dolls and soldiers, toy soldiers, and G.I. Joes for boys.
I'm going to tell you something. You're going to laugh, but there's nothing wrong with having a kitchen for a boy because they grow up, they become chefs.
Yeah, that's fine. And that's not, but that's because he's interested in cooking and there's a lot of great male cooks. Tremendously better than better than women cooks. Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, that's doesn't mean that you have to be a transgender to get in there. Be comfortable in your own skin.
Who you are to engage in something that's fun and that could be your life's business. You know?
Right. That's
being
great. No one's taking care of that. No one's doing that.
Right.
But the point is you got to bring these kids up properly. That's why we support the Family Research Project, the FRC, Family Research Council, and Tony Perkins and their program that they're right now. And they're actually going out there and training and teaching parents and gathering strength around to get rid of this transgender ideology that is detrimental to everybody. There's only two genders, male or female, period. Anything else is mentally ill and needs to be taken care of in an institution up until a few years ago, they were institutionalized, and they should still be, because right now they're taking these little kids, and we got people, literally transgender people, that will say, if I can't go into a man, into a woman's bathroom, even though I'm a man, because I'm transgender, I'm going to kill somebody for doing it. They threatened that already. That's what they're saying. There were several of them that are saying that these are not normal people. They are radical ideologues that are terrorists. They're very violent, and you see what's going on in a lot of places that conservatives are speaking out because of these people.
That's
they're literally going.
They were brainwashed.
When you have 75% of the Princeton sophomore class, 75% of Princeton University in New Jersey, sophomore class, say it's okay to moralize their children. Something is mentally wrong there. That is a problem. And that's the parents' fault. That's the school's fault.
There are professors
they're indoctrinated
like
in high school.
Out there.
Hello? This is where. This is where Donald,
like Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
Okay. They are inside the education system. These people who are planting these seeds
mm-hmm.
and destroying the minds and
indoctrinating. Right. It's not just them, but they're. That's why you have a great governor, despite what some idiot says. I have no fight with Governor DeSantis. In fact, he's a very good governor. He's one of the best governors, if not the best governor the state has ever had now. He was 100% correct when he passed when he got pushed into the parental rights laws in the state of Florida.
Absolutely.
And he extended the parental rights laws and they prevented indoctrination recruitments of these kids. He extended from okay. K to 3, and now it goes all the way through college. It is very important because any teacher that tells the parent, that tells their students not to tell the parent what's going on there should be immediately fired. Any teacher that goes and tells the kids to change their gender should be arrested for child abuse. They need
Sorry.
To be arrested.
They should be arrested
and the teachers,
and no license. And I'm telling you, these people have
like
to do this.
You know, I like to thank Marjorie Taylor Greene and others that actually had their president of the teachers union in one of their commissions, and they went after her. And the same thing down here in the state of Florida, did the same thing. We have to stop this brainwashing, and. There's a movie called Whose Children Are They? I heard that everybody had the Rebecca Friedrichs on. She's the one that did it. We had her on a few months back, and she actually did the movie Whose Children Are They? And there, and it talks about the teachers union and the left, the Communist Party, and the Democrats, how they brainwash the kids, not just the CRTs, but also the indoctrination recruitments and the gay legions, the LGBTQ people, because even the gay community, we have the Log Cabin Republicans, they're against the transgender stuff and indoctrination recruitment, and they're gay. Log Cabin Republicans is a gay Republican club and around the country, and they're all now for the transgender stuff, garbage, and indoctrination recruitment. Because it's not normal. Mm-hmm. It's not the way it just doesn't work. And I'd like to thank the Montana, this legislature in Montana for kicking out a transgender moron that tried to interject stuff. And it's one of those people that threatened violence. Look, these are insurrectionists. If you want to know what real insurrectionists, these are the people that took over the capital of Tallahassee. The one that took over in Tennessee, the three morons that of course the Biden communist person in the White House brought over, the Tennessee three, and then you got the Montana trying to do things. Look, the American people as a whole they don't care about if you're straight or bi or gay. They don't want the transgender bullshit going in the drag shows, indoctrination and recruiting their kids. What you do in your bedroom is your business to keep it there. But once you start pushing on other people's lives, especially the little kids, that's when law enforcement should take the fact that they all should be arrested. And that includes the legislatures that are involved in that. And that's a big thing.
Department of Education in Washington, D.C., just take out the fact that they're left or right. What is their objective?
The education is to make this country dumb and stupid and relying on the government. They want us to become a communist nation, not even a socialist nation, a communist nation.
When it was formed, the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., what is its objective?
It was to try and unify the educational system in all 50 states to try and see if we could come with a uniform education code, which was the stupidest thing ever, because when we went down to the local places, the states was better.
So it has no rhyme or reason.
Right. It should be ended.
So it needs to go.
Right. One of the things, when I ran for Congress, one of the things I ran on is to end the education department, to bring it back to the states.
Okay, so now you have 50 states that are individuals with governors that some are just off the planet, and they can create and do whatever they want in policy. So mm-hmm. How is that going to resolve?
Then you move. See, your most important person in your life, besides your wife or husband, is one of the most important person in your life is your child. And that child
Hold it. What happens if you can't afford to move?
You might have relatives and stuff that might work with it. I don't know, but you got to then go to a different school. Find yourself, because a lot of states are now doing the lottery or they're doing the voucher system to take your kids to Florida. You could go and pick any school within your county to go to bring your kids to it because of the voucher system. We also have the special ed, the charter schools, and we're building up on the ESE programs for people with mental health issues, special needs kids. By the way, the Summer Olympics and some of the Spring Olympics or the Special Olympics is happening in some of the states. And I'm getting, since we work closely with the Summer Olympics and the Special Olympics, I'm starting to get pictures from places where these kids are actually doing great. And one of them came in today while I was working. He came in fourth in the race in this particular county or state. So that's a good thing.
You're not posting that stuff, right?
I'm not posting that stuff, but other people are sending it to me. And that's
okay.
Their doing. But I'm not going to personally do that.
Them.
You know, again, we always big on disabilities and special needs. Look at what's going on besides our son and his computer expertise, who's also a special needs autistic. But we look at the Queen. And what she's done, she won both races, female-wise, came in first on female both days, Saturday and Sunday, in both races, and won altogether on Saturday. So she was number one altogether, came in number two.
You know what's different about them and ours is they lead themselves.
Right. And they don't go out and try to use this special situation.
They don't go hang out with assholes.
Right.
Who can be controlled.
They're both following their dreams. They follow their dreams. I call her the queen. She loves helping others. She teaches. She does history every place she runs. She always goes and does the history of the place when she's out of state. When she went to the Boston Marathon, she did that. She in other areas of the country that she does running to, she learns the history of the places that she's gone to. That's her thing. She loves animals. She loves helping others. She loves life. And this is a young lady that no one thought she would be alive. And she's now at 31, going to be 32 in December. So she's really a good person. She is working hard. And these are for people that are actually not going to allow their disabilities to get involved in them. And they actually fulfill their passions and dreams and goals.
How's Jack Daniels and Budweiser doing?
Budweiser fired this top staff people that are involved with the advertising campaign that killed them. They lost billions of dollars, and they're trying to find a way to recover. Jack Daniels, I haven't heard much about.
Okay. Well, maybe they rescinded their stupid talk.
I know Budweiser did.
That was the most stupidest thing we could ever do. And if Disney was smart, they would do it too. But they're refusing to because it seems like they're owned.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Is it
worth it? No.
No.
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond are closed. They're gone. They went woke. They choked, and they're broke. They're gone. You know, you just can't be doing it. And DirecTV is also in trouble.
Yeah, you should never get rid of Newsmax. That was a big mistake, and millions of people went after them, and they brought the Newsmax back. But you know, the damage is already done.
Let me tell you something. Fox itself. The Fox Nation, Fox News, and whatever
Fox
others
Nation lost
they
billion.
Are,
Fox,
they
Fox,
are going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, they lost billions of dollars in just a few short days. And you know what? No one's like they
you
were trying to. There were a couple people are trying to. The voice. You know, you can't shut the voice down. You cannot shut technical calls down.
Stop being fake. Stop talking to control lines. People are not into that. They want to hear what this journalist has to express. And what's going on?
Tucker Carlson
had happening. And how can we get involved? Not being told what we can do, how we can do it, when we can do it. That is just not happening.
I don't care what Biden or Obama
or Susan Rice or any of the other dingling.
Or anybody that tries to silence anybody. Tucker Carlson he has 20, 30 million people. You know, they tried to shut Tucker Carlson down. Tucker Carlson was on today and he did a live
feed.
James O'Keefe is still on. What James O'Keefe did start his own play. He got and Project Veritas is still doing its thing. But the thing is, you can't shut it down. Same thing with they tried to shut Rush Limbaugh down all these years until he passed away. There's a couple of big bats that are trying to shut us down, but we're not going anywhere. You know, and we could continue to fight, expose the truth, fight the fight, walk the walk, and just constantly do it.
And if you don't want to hear it, don't listen to us.
Right. You know?
Move on.
But, some people like us, some people love us.
Don't be a criminal. Don't be corrupt. Yeah. Don't be a fraud. Don't be a faker. Okay? Because you get your ass nailed in. No matter what you say about us, you never deny it.
No.
So,
what's going on besides that? What I'm saying is that, you know, some people like I'm going to use another famous person's line. Some people like us, some people love us, some people dislike us, some people hate us. Either way, we're getting our message across, and that's the name of the game. And
we can put up in stack. Hard copy. Don't think we can't. We can. Okay? And when push comes to shove, it can be shown.
Right. You know, and they, you know, they challenge us on our listeners, but we've been on for, you know, if we didn't have any listeners, we wouldn't be able to be on for 13 years on the radio.
Right.
You know, the podcast is fairly new. We're on our third year, but you know what?
Yeah.
They challenged. They're so trying to get us to, you know, just keep quiet on things because you don't want to get exposed for the fraud that this guy is. So what they did is if you don't like what I say, hey, that's fine. But go ahead and listen to the thing. And they end up listening, and they boost our reading, skyrocketed. So, you know.
You remember Howard Stern's movie, and in the part that the guy, the producer asked him, why they listen to Howard Stern, right? Because they want to know what he's going to say next.
They love him or they hate him.
That's it.
And that's the key.
They hate him, they love
him. We use the same method.
They want to know what they're going to say next.
Yeah,
and that
same
is
thing
why
with,
we are listening
yeah.
to. And that is
yeah,
why we are listening.
They don't know what we're going to say.
We
actually changed the format. We could have said a bunch of other stuff today, and we didn't. And we went to change it because of what's going on with the news. You know, what's going on with the news and stuff. So we changed it.
We are a 24-hour news cycle, and when shit goes down, we're going to talk about it. We'll talk about a person. We'll talk about a place. We'll talk about something that has happened. And that's the way
before,
it is. If you don't
we're
like
running,
it,
we're running out of time.
Listening.
Yeah, we're
okay.
running out of time. We're down to eight. We're down to 8 minutes.
All right. We're down to the 8 whole minutes. Well,
yeah.
Today is Wednesday. Happy hump day to all. Great day. Great day. And I will be back on Sunday with, you never know, because the 24-hour news cycle, it changes every second. And this
That's
is
right.
Scarlett wishing everybody and having a great night. And God bless you. And things will get better. Things will change. And if you don't like the plan, you know, tough. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Okay. I want to add two things. One, I'll have to thank the governor of North Dakota, who yesterday signed into law the life begins at conception law in North Dakota, which basically eliminates abortion. Because if you're going to kill life, you're murdering someone. And since that's now law, life begins at conception. You're literally murdering a life. So. And by definition, you're committing murder. So that's the end of abortion in North Dakota. So that's a big thing there. And the other thing is, you know, I'm talking to people in Broward County on a bunch of things over the last few days or weeks on different issues. And I ran into a person on the phone yesterday, I think it was, where she lost her husband. Her husband was killed 7 years ago. By somebody, we didn't get to deep details on it because it's painful for her. But this guy is still facing court 7 years later, and that's got to stop. And we need to fix the judicial system here in Broward County because we can't allow murderers walking the street. Whether it's a woman killing a 19-year-old back in 2004 that got away on the technicality. Or someone that's walking that is on trial now for 7 years, it's crazy. Or somebody declared mentally incompetent that has a felony charge that's on trial, but yet he's declared mentally incompetent and the judge didn't follow the penal code in the state of Florida and institutionalized when he should have. So all this stuff has got to stop. We got to clean the court system in Broward County, get rid of these woke left-wing judges. And try to make Broward County safe again and Florida safe again and this country safe again. One of the biggest problems we have in this country is these left-wing George Soros district attorneys and judges, and we need to get rid of them immediately to save lives. Because a lot of these people being on the street, they turn around and they hurt people, kill people, or whatever. And some of these people, like that woman that killed a 19-year-old, very low trickle figure. And now she's close to someone who's a single mom, and that baby's life's in danger. But because of that person and others surrounding them, this is not right. It doesn't protect the kids. It doesn't protect the citizens of Broward County or anywhere else. We need to put that away and stop that. It's time to get criminals behind bars and not walk in the street. Now, that's my last PSA. I want to thank everybody on the radio. I know we have people listening. It may not be the same as some people are telling you about, because we do the subjects and we do a commentary on the subjects. And so I want to thank the people that are listening. We actually had a number of people listening today that actually helped out and did a lot of good things for a lot of people over the years. And I want to thank Manu for listening to the show, because he said he was going to. I want to thank that. And not listening to an idiot and let him get himself and figure that out for himself. We'd like to thank Duck Northwest Media to come and listen to our show. I'd like to thank Scarlett, our co-host. I'd like to thank people at Newsmax that plays us on Dead Time, and somebody over here. I'd like to thank Annie from Sun & Sense that was going to work with us on certain things, and there are many other areas to go on. And we'll be out again on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show at Block Talk Radio. We'll see you then. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. God bless you all, and see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the